Last time on Brothel D&D.
Matt, you hear the sounds of screaming. You feel pain. A lot of pain.
The rest of us are already dead. He let us level up just to be a dick.
And you see two trolls.
It's daylight. They should be turned to stone.
Boom.
Defecate magic. Rainbow shoot out your ass.
You can see the 20. Give me more than I see a fucking nest.
What kind you of nest see a big fucking nest.
Troll's coming back, guys. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel.
You guys all hear some tramping in the woods off in the direction that you guys came from.
Yeah. Troll's coming back, guys. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Where do you want
to
go?
I'm going to the front door of the lodge.
So much.
Do we want to, like, try and play off that we're from the cult?
Yeah, they wouldn't know.
Wait. To the trolls?
We're coming through the portal.
Do we have any cultish attire?
No connection with the trolls.
Oh no! But if we get caught, or if we go in the lodge,
the front door of the lodge.
I'm following Troy.
Okay.
So walk in the lodge like we own the place, like we're from the cult.
Roadhouse.
Or do you want to
roadhouse?
I don't know. I'm going to knock on the door.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Knock on the door. Just go see if it's unlocked. Let's go. I didn't think of playing it that way.
Just go into the front door.
Like, there's no way that the message would have gotten to them that there were these four fucking people. There's barely a chance that they would have the intel of us.
It's literally a front door.
That's Resmir's in there. Now,
that's what I'm worried about.
Is that Resmir's in there?
Yeah, we're going to open the door to Resmir.
Then we die, and then we play Ravenloft in 2 months.
How quickly
did you memorize
guys...
daylight?
I have darkness now.
Did I memorize what?
Daylight. Third level spell.
I'm just.
You're walking him. Briskly.
If we're gonna fight Resmir, yeah. Prepare that
at a medium pace.
At a medium pace.
Protection
from
energy.
Third
from
level.
Protection. Yeah, get rid of protection from energy.
Okay.
Daylight.
Okay.
If she uses darkness as much as it looked like she used darkness.
Yeah, because she had that fucking fancy hat.
Knock the mask off her face. That's the trick.
Well, you
sorry.
After
no,
daylight,
you're fine.
It becomes useless.
Okay. So you guys, Troy was walking at a mediumly brisk pace. Are you guys walking with some haste as
well?
Yeah,
I'm following the kid. Whatever.
Yeah, I'll keep up.
Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys hear some trumpet. You quickly leave the tromping behind, and you guys actually get to the lodge before you get to what you assume was were the trolls. You get up to the gate, or to the front door. You go up a flight of stone steps. I suppose I can read the official description of the lodge for you.
Yay!
This ancient building has a wood and plaster upper floor over a field stone lower floor. Its shuttered windows are all closed. The roof is completely overgrown with moss. A single door stands slightly open. Smoke pours from one of three large chimneys. It pours from all three chimneys. It's cold out. As you do approach through the open space, you do see that there are some outcropping buildings over at, like, the 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock position.
Okay.
From the front door?
And now you all obviously see that there is a giant roof, or there is a giant nest on the roof on the side where the 4 o'clock-ish position.
Is it empty?
Are we about to be dive-bombed?
No, you don't see anything up there.
Okay.
Which means it's flying somewhere else.
Yeah. Place, yeah.
It's watching us.
So, do you guys think the nest is what freaked the owl out?
Yes, obviously.
That or whatever
I'm
was
hoping.
In it.
Well, we didn't go all the way around the house. It would be a watch dragon out back.
A watch dragon.
It's the best kind of dragon to have.
Whatever.
everyone
you guys
loves
think your dragon's
dragon.
Hatched yet?
Well, like on Pern, they had watchwares.
I'm just giving you a hard time. As you guys approach, you actually see that there are... the front is a little more fortified because it is stone on the bottom, and you do notice that there aren't windows so much as arrow slits. But you are able to open the door because it's sort of standing ajar. And
I thought you said it was a door.
You're adorable.
Did I hear anything?
What'd you roll?
4 or 5.
No.
Apparently not. Are we just doing listen rolls now?
Crit fail. Hey guys, I don't think there's anybody in there.
Are we doing what am I rolling? Perception?
Troy just wanted to roll a perception check.
Oh. I'm not going to hear anything.
I got a 12.
Nope.
Man, you crit failed too?
I got a 12.
Get it out of the way now.
He agrees with me. There is nothing in this house. It's empty.
Cool. Door unlocked?
It's partially standing open.
Can we see anything in there?
Nope.
Very slowly push it open.
He hasn't had his goal initiative yet. I'm excited.
Yeah. Just inside the front door is a chamber with pegs and benches for cloaks and boots. A set of rusty spears rests in one corner, held in the claw of a small drake statue. So you guys enter a room that's, what is this? It's like 25 by 10. So it's essentially a large mud room, but you can tell that there is a fortified position here and here for attacking someone if they were to come up the front.
All right. Nobody guarding?
No, there's no one in here.
Okay.
You can see a couple of cloaks and some... Kind of like a foyer, it more mud-roomy, though. I mean, it's clearly...
How many cloaks?
Two or three.
Human-sized?
Yeah. They're nothing special, just sort of storm cloaks.
Is there a lock on this door?
It has the ability to be locked. It looks like it could be barred with a heavy oaken, you know...
Is there an oaken bar?
Okay, at this point, do we look like we have been held captive for...
No, we're all rested. Nice.
Yeah, but are our clothes shredded and shit like that? Are we road worn?
You are definitely road worn. Yes. I mean,
grab some clothes.
I mean, I'm wearing armor. My armor. I mean, looking different.
No, your armor probably looks. I mean, it's dirty and gross. But I mean, considering that the last time you probably could have potentially bought clothes was what 45 or 50 days ago, and you probably didn't buy clothes. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you're
probably
not...
We got fresh wares after we got anything stolen away. Are you saying...
No, I think you got your old wares. Did you get fresh clothes?
I mean, we got from a stash of stuff. Like, it didn't necessarily...
I suppose that's fair.
I feel like we did find clothing.
Yeah, I don't think you did. I think you found some nice clothing, but I don't think you guys found additional clothing. Like I said, you don't look like you just got out of a hostage situation, but you definitely do look road-worn and beat up.
Okay. It's up to you guys. You can make yourself look like whatever.
Do my clothes change when I do that, though?
Yes, you can make them look like what you want.
Okay.
I mean, I would have to either take my armor off or have a heavy cloak. So.
But the cloak, there aren't clothes out here. It's mostly just like if you had to go out to, say, feed the dogs in the middle of the night, or you want to investigate something. This is like rain cloaks and muddy boots and maybe some hats.
Okay. I grab a cloak.
So it would look worse.
I throw a cloak over my armor.
All right, you can throw a cloak over your armor. You guys can't really see it on the map, but there is one central door
heading
into the house.
Is there a way to lock the outside door from inside?
Yeah, we shouldn't do that, though.
Why not?
Because we're able to play it off, and then somebody comes to the door banging on it. Or they just barge in and then see us.
And then we kill them through the slit?
But if we act like we're supposed to be there, then it's cool.
Did you guys leave this front door open, or did you...
No.
We'll close it. We'll close it behind us.
Perception checks?
15.
Wait,
I'm not doing very good with this guy. I want to use this one.
Dang, Matt.
You had a good perception.
19.
Disadvantage for you.
Why?
Because the sun's out.
We're inside a house.
Right. Matt, you're probably...
Is the sun in the house?
No, but outside there's sun.
Am I looking outside?
Well, yes.
The sun is gone.
If you want to see what you're rolling for, then yes.
Light.
12.
Matt, you happen to... you happen to be standing near one of the windows, near one of the arrow slits. You happen to look out and you see two trolls walking three ambush drakes from somewhere in this direction, and they start walking around this way. They seem to be swooping in a big arc. And they seem to be coming around they're definitely not heading on the path to the house. They're definitely walking around it.
Hey, guys, those trolls are walking around the house.
Make them chase a deer again.
Dragon noise. I guess I can continue on in the house.
Okay. Who's opening the door?
I will.
I thought we already went inside.
No, we're in the mud room.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I will quietly open the door.
Is the door locked? Is the question.
That is a good question.
As soon as you touch the handle, you feel it turn. I mean, you can easily open the door.
Okay. I was going to say you feel it burn or something. Your hand catches fire.
Ward!
So you open the door. The door would probably open... I'm going to say you pull it towards you.
Okay.
Okay. So, just because that seems to make more sense to me. The front door you would want to go in because it's clearly your barred security thing, but this you would want the door to open. So as you open up, you see a very lavish foyer. Lots of carpets, lots of fanciness. You can definitely see in the center across from you is a center staircase that goes up and then to the left and to the right, and there's a wraparound balcony up above. So you guys can kind of visualize that, if that makes sense to everybody. Mm-hmm. I will read the actual description.
A sweeping staircase, I think it's called.
The central hallway has stairs, large wooden doors, and sets of fine plate armor. Flanking the main entrance are two freestanding suits of elven plate armor, both coated in chipped green paint. Man-sized demonic statues stand near the base of the stairs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So this door you pulled back, so you're all sort of standing right here. So right here, flanking the door, are two sets of elven armor. Right here are two statues to the left and right of the center stairs. And those, they're demonic-looking statues. I will take an insight roll from everyone.
9.
5.
Wow. What
is it, perception?
Insight.
8.
Wow.
So none of us know what these mean.
Because that was a really, really bad roll from every single one of you. They look really familiar. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, the f***ing gargoyles.
No.
Couldn't be.
Of course not.
This armor, is it wearable?
You have to get up and inspect it first.
No.
I mean, you would assume so. It looks like it's just... Have you ever seen a suit of armor... This isn't, it's like, it's not sort of your, the way I picture it is it's not sort of your traditional suit of armor where it's kind of just mocked up. This is armor that's been hung on, this armor's been hung on like a tree stand, you know what I mean?
Like a frame, like that's how they used to do them.
Yeah, so I mean, it's decorative, but it's clearly not a prop. It's clearly real armor.
You said it's plate armor?
Yes, fine plate armor.
What was the elven style?
It's just that they're sort of... They're cut... They're saying it's cut elven, so probably the runes on them look elven. The cut of it is for a smaller, more slim individual.
What it is, plate?
Yes.
That could be a 19 armor class.
I mean, no, it would be advantageous, but also it just worth money.
Perception checks?
Well, plate has a disadvantage, right?
I mean, so does what I'm wearing now.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, perception checks? Mm-hmm.
17.
20.
Unnatural
20.
15.
8.
Shit.
Oh, while we were out in the woods, could I have cast mage armor?
Sure. What is that, an hour?
8.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah, sure.
All day spell.
Sure. 20?
Yes.
Okay. Probably because you're just kind of like leaning in a little bit and looking at him. You notice that... There's like a bit of writing on the armor, maybe, but it's gossamery. Like you kind of catch it in the sunlight and the dust and you can see it. You're starting to realize that there's some sort of magical, half-visible writing on the armor itself.
Oh, it's magical plate armor.
Yay!
Can I like put my hand to block out the sun so I can read it better?
Not really. You're going to have to, you would likely have to get closer.
Where's the armor?
It's to the left and right of the door.
Watch your step.
Yeah, can I roll like a perception for like a trap? Investigate.
I would say that would be I would call that an arcana check.
Do I notice this?
13?
No, you just notice him looking at it really strangely.
15.
Well, you don't notice it either because he hasn't told anybody yet.
I know, I'm looking at the armor.
Okay.
If I can wear the armor, it adds to my defense. So
I know.
I'm interested in the armor.
You get a little closer, Troy. You can definitely tell that there's some sort of magical writing on it. You're not. You don't know if you're proficient enough to tell. It could be buffing the armor. It could be making the armor look clean. You clearly recognize a magical rune written on it. Written on both of them now that you glance at both of them.
Hey, no. Come read this.
Yes! He deciphers the shit out of it.
It's a freezing rune. You rolled a nat 20, didn't you?
Yeah.
There's a freezing rune on the chest of these plates of armor, and given the way that they're positioned, likely if anyone steps between them, the runes would go off and root that person to the spot.
So we just like
if we walk in?
Yes.
Can I mar it?
You would be able to dispel it, probably.
He got a nat 20. Is a freeze rune, is that a one-time use?
It's a trap thing.
It's a trap thing.
It would likely neutralize it.
It would likely affect every single person passing through it.
Yeah, okay.
It's not going to trigger and then be done.
Okay.
If you could disturb them, you would probably be okay. You could also dispel them.
I grab. You explain disturb this to us?
Like move them?
Yeah. You could. You also are. You're not positive how the freezing rune works, but
pushing from the bottom, so they kind of scoot.
With the nat 20, you don't think that it would hurt that much. Like whatever they've got in them, like this isn't fireball. This isn't going to be an instant kill. It's not going to be pleasant, but you think it would be possible if the person were strong enough, they could walk through it without a problem. It's more for catching someone who's unaware. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it definitely, it is a trap, and it will spring on any person who walks between them.
And you explain this to us?
Yeah,
Can we crawl underneath the runes?
I am grabbing a spear.
Yeah, don't knock over the suit of armor.
To gingerly push it from the bottom.
Until you roll a one, and then it makes a bunch of noise.
Yeah, okay. Well, then it makes a bunch of fucking noise.
Was there another way in here that we saw?
Not from the front.
Not from the front.
Windows.
Arrow loops, you said.
Up here.
Okay. So do we want to walk through and take it, or do we want to find another way in?
Because
I don't think we're going to be able to
Matt,
do...
you said you had a spear?
Yeah.
Perception checks from everyone but Matt.
Oh. Sorry.
22.
19.
12.
Xander, you detect a slight bit of movement. You rolled a 22, so I'm going to give you the credit for it. You notice that Matt picks up the spear and he moves forward towards the door like he's going to push like he planned. And you notice, you're probably just because of the way you're looking, you're positive that you saw one of those demonic statues that you've never seen before move one eye and look at Matt.
Okay.
As soon as it sees him approaching.
How far apart are the two statues?
20 feet, maybe? 15 feet?
Okay. And where's the statue at?
These
base of the stair, right?
Those two are here. Those two are there.
The statues.
These are the armor. These are the statues, yeah.
Insight roll with advantage, Lucas?
No, it was a 20. Undead. I went with the 20, undead.
It moved as soon as it saw Matt, but this is not the first time that you now have realized that these are two gargoyles.
Yeah.
You think that it's reacting to the spear.
Okay. So I kind of just snap at Matt and tell him to stop.
So Matt, you're right at the doorway and you're getting ready to step through, move through.
Does he tell me why, or is he just telling me to stop at the dick?
I'm gonna say
he says stop. Do you stop?
I'm not speaking out loud. I point to the spear and kind of shake my head no.
Oh, why? What's up?
Like put it back, kind of a motion. I kind of point to Le Gargoyle, which is French for the gargoyle.
Those things. Oh shit, son! Because my perception was one that realized they were looking at you. So having that insight, I put it back, and I suggest you use Mage Hand, scoop the armor.
I can only move 10 pounds with the Mage Hand.
It only triggers if we
walk through it.
We can physically touch
it. So here's the thing. When you walk through it, you freeze, and the gargoyles eat your ass.
That's not the insight you got. I mean, it's possible. the insight you got is that it was reacting to Matt attempting to enter holding a weapon.
I wonder if that is what triggers the runes.
No, walking through triggers the rooms.
Yeah, walking in, the Nat 20, walking in, guts.
Walking in armed pisses
and
off the
gargoyles. My guts. You would also think that this would, if you reach out and touch it, if you break the plane between, if you break the plane of the door, it's going to react. So if you put your hands on it, in all likelihood, it will trigger it as well.
And I throw a cloak through.
We can't, from the sun, I mean.
Think of it as sort of like a metal detector. If you pass through it, it's going to react.
Gotcha.
Now that being said, you do know that it is not, it's not an instant, this is not, you know, the Harry Potter instant kill spell. But it may be unpleasant.
I'm going to hand my weapons to Matt. Hold them, please.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk through.
Okay. Roll me a constitution throw.
15.
Woo!
That's not a good sound.
You step through and you just feel like something is just, you just feel these, like, it's just cold and it just holds on to you tight and it doesn't want to let you go. It doesn't want to let you go. And you're like, fuck this. And you step through it. You guys just see him sort of step, shudder, and take another step. You thought you were fighting against something unbelievably challenging, but you now are on the other side. You've now walked past it and you are on the other side.
Okay, now disrupt the field, please.
Hey guys, I'm through. No big deal.
I say, you literally saw him just walk through, kind of, and then keep walking.
Can you move one of the suits of armor? Like, turn it, please?
I almost don't know if I want to because of the gargoyles.
Yeah.
I think you'll be okay. Just.
But I have all the weapons now.
Just throw me my weapons.
Don't do that.
I see you with a weapon.
The idea was that the gargoyles don't want you to be armed.
I'm standing there. The gargoyles can see me, right?
Right.
I have my weapon sheathed.
Okay.
You can't sheathe a fucking hammer, can you?
He straps it on his back. He doesn't carry it at all times. It'd be awful hard to climb a ladder or... All
right. Well, I strap
his use hammer. An elevator while you know...
I strap his hammer to my back, and I try to go under my cloak that I just stole.
You're fine.
And I'm going to try to go through.
Constitution.
Nice.
20! Unnatural.
You don't notice anything.
Huh.
You walk right through like, fuck. You're fine.
Hey, Xander. If the shit gets real, just grab the hammer off of my back, okay?
I grab the hammer anyways and put it on my back.
Okay.
In a not so fast, I mean, like, you know, just kind of...
Not in an aggressive manner.
Right. Perception checks from the two of you. Not the two of you. From Lucas and Troy. Jeff.
8.
Better than 8.
10.
Out of the corner of your eye, you notice a violent reaction. Like you notice a violent flutter of movement. That it's just a blink.
Mm-hmm.
Was that statue standing that way before?
No, it wasn't.
So they're like the fucking Hoovian things, but only if you're touching a weapon.
The screaming angels.
Is that it?
Weeping
angels. Yeah. Clearly, I don't watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, me neither.
Beth Terry just got mad.
I can't now because it's on Netflix.
So yeah, Troy, you kind of turn around. And you're like, was that gargoyle always like reaching out in that direction? I was like, that was
step away from the gargoyle.
Nobody pull out any weapons, please.
Yeah. Keep your stuff sheathed.
No, because I can
before you walk in.
Look at it.
Okay, I'll walk in.
Constitution saving throw. I think you know about where the DC is.
20 apparently.
Six.
So you guys see him. You guys see Pickle Britches like, oh, he's thrown through, no problem. You see him sort of like in mid step, just stop as his whole body turns icy.
It's like when you hit the pause menu for Mario and you're like stepping in the air.
Exactly. Yeah.
So here's
now you're gonna take some damage.
Here's a question about the 20 you did on the Arcana thing earlier. If we disrupt the field, will he go back to normal?
9 points of damage. As you literally see him frozen in place. Would any of you like to do anything at the moment?
I mean,
I would like to, keeping my eyes on the gargoyles, I reach out to touch one of the things of armor.
Roll me a constitution throw.
18.
You, it's cold. You touch the armor and it's cold.
Did they move?
No.
Move its arm.
Okay, you turn the armor.
Yeah.
It kind of scrapes across the floor. And Jeff, suddenly you suddenly thaw out.
Okay.
Okay.
But did the gargoyle move?
That's what I'm asking. I was watching it.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, now I try to remove the gauntlet from the armor.
Roll me another constitution check.
What? Why?
14.
You suddenly go icy. You take 11 points of damage.
Beans.
As you guys see Matt, he pushes it. He's like, huh. And then he reaches down to grab the hand and just suddenly goes completely icy. Would any of you like to do anything? You
douche.
I'm getting the hell away from this armor.
So the field is basically disrupted?
As best you can tell, yeah. So you're no magic user.
I walk through. I can attempt to nonchalantly walk through with all my weapons sheathed.
You don't notice anything.
Cool.
Matt, make me a strength roll.
Strength or athletics?
Strength.
Can anybody aid him?
15.
You're frozen and it hurts and it burns. You know when you touch that really, really cold ice outside when you're shoveling and you make that mistake and it like peels your flesh off? Like
no, I don't know.
You get that feeling of where it's so cold it burns and yeah. Like your hand's stuck and you kind of peel it off and there's probably a little bit of flesh left on it and you're like, ow.
What the f*** do you shovel snow at?
Antarctica?
Criminy.
You never shoveled snow when it's like super bitter cold out?
No, I f***ing stay inside.
Have you met Matt?
Where's my wife doing?
I'm not laughing, it's not a joke.
There you go. You guys are now inside, and I don't know what that's supposed to be on the map. There's something off to the side.
This?
A piano.
It kind of does look like a piano. Not that you can see it very well, so I'll just point it out.
You said there was a fireplace or something, didn't you?
Not in here.
No? Okay. No.
There's a door here. There's a door here. You can see a door sort of off in the corner here. There's a door here. Yeah, so four doors. And then, of course, stairs leading up to a balcony.
This room is a sedan. Got it. Thanks. You made me feel good, Lucas.
It's all the cough medicine. Yeah, it's made him loopy.
You take more Tussin?
Getting pretty loopy here.
Let's check this door.
You're going to go to that door?
Yep. Yeah, I'll go with him.
Okay. All right. So you open that door. What you actually find... Okay. Remember when I was saying that there's a building that's really, really terribly drawn in this?
Yeah.
It's fucking this one.
Okay.
This is the one where they labeled something that's not there, and they labeled six of a thing that doesn't need to be six of a thing. So what you actually do is, it's kind of weird, reading it several times. You sort of almost open into some sort of weird closet. Can I just do that? Yeah. Okay. Sort of open into a weird closeted space. Like, it's not numbered. I don't know what it is. I don't know why they just didn't make the room uniform. So you're in some sort of, like, small breezeway, passageway thing.
We found four magical rings that make you invisible.
No.
In that mystery room.
Is there anything?
Yeah, this is a game glitch.
No, there's another door.
I'm opening that door.
I kind of figured you would. That's why I didn't bother,
Lucas, are you with us? You never said if you were following us.
Are all four of us together?
Well, he said Jeff said he was coming with us.
Oh, then yes.
I'm following Troy.
I'm also kind of keeping an eye, batting an eye back at the gargoyles.
Okay.
I don't get to worry about that.
Well, unless we have to draw our weapons because there's something in there.
Yes. Cross that bridge.
What you guys open up into is a massive sort of den or parlor.
A drawing room.
A little bit of a drawing room. Let me read the actual description.
Hey, I do want to throw out there, guys, just so you're aware of what the plan is. If the fucking gargoyles move, I'm casting Shatter, because I've always wanted to cast it. And it's going to make a loud noise, and it's going to make everything come to us.
Okay.
But it will destroy the fuck out of the gargoyles.
So you open up into this large parlor, and I get this description for you. The stout beams overhead are stained black with smoke. A comfortable table and chairs, a small wardrobe, and a suit of dull black armor stand in the room. A large tapestry shows three hounds dragging down a white boar, and it shimmers with strange light.
Arcana on that thing.
Now say that again, the last part.
Which part?
The portrait shimmers with a strange light.
You just read it. A large tapestry shows three hounds dragging down a white boar, and it shimmers with a strange light.
Okay, first I'm going to check out the suit of armor.
Da-da-da-da-da.
The last ones were trapped. I'm not...
I was going to say, how close are you getting to it after your last experience?
Send the owl.
Poke it with a spear.
No.
No.
Roll me an Arcana check, Jeff.
With a little carpet on that room, though, that you have there, that looks really neat. Mm-hmm. What a neat little app.
13. I'm rolling for shit tonight.
Actually,
except for the 20.
Roll me with advantage.
17.
So the armor appears to be ordinary armor. You're pretty sure it's not. I really wish I could take a picture of Jeff's face right then.
So it looks like regular armor, but you have a preternatural sense that it's not.
You not only have a sense that it's not, you think that there's an illusion making it look like normal armor. I'm not sure what sort of roles you get as a gnomey gnome against things that are illusion, but I'm going to imagine it was at least advantage.
I have advantage on saves. I have a very high investigation.
Does Charlatan, too, would he know like what to look for?
That's what I'm saying.
As an illusionist, I specialize in illusion.
As you glance at it, right, you're like, okay, it's regular armor. And then you kind of like go, that's a little too regular. Like, it's...
It's a little too
rad. This place is so ornate and beautiful, and then there's this dull ass nasty
armor. It's not even an insight thing. It's just you get this funny
I catch the shimmer.
Yes.
You want me to cast detect magic on it?
No. Not really.
I don't want to waste it either.
Well, I don't
have a healing spell in every spell slot.
Okay, the things in the last room reacted to us having weapons. I don't want to see what one of these things reacts to. Or how it reacts when we cast a spell.
Well played.
It's probably a gargoyle that's had illusion cast on.
See that?
Look like a suit of armor.
So can I see through the illusion? Or...
Could you're familiar?
See, this is all where we go back to how do we detect magic? How do we investigate it? How do we... I meant to look up those...
Oh, I mean, to see through one of my illusions, it's an investigation roll.
That's true.
Let me... You don't know. You didn't read the book.
I paid attention this
against
last
the spell
year.
DC.
You just like no. You just like
barely.
You just like backing up.
I
am
playing Clash of Clans once tonight.
Tonight.
We're only like 2 hours in, guys.
Give me sure. I'll give you an investigation.
Okay. 26 or 28.
For a day. She just starts, bingo, you just start throwing out numbers. You sort of stare at it a little bit longer, and it's, you have experience with illusions, so you know sort of how to look through them. Think of it like a magic eye. You sort of know how to look at it at just the right angle.
Yep.
And you detect sentience. You detect not only illusory magic, but
like
you detect
something looking back at me?
A little bit, yeah.
This is fun.
You detect that this is... It looks like mundane armor, but that's only because it's an illusion, and there's clearly something looking back at you.
Okay.
It's probably another gargoyle.
Can't tell what.
I was going to say, you can roll me a very challenging arcana check. Yes, try.
While he's looking at the armor, is there like a... chest or something to look into. No, is there like a...
There, I think it did say there was a wardrobe in there.
A natural 20.
You're pretty sure that's a helmed horror.
Helmed horror. Got it.
Which is a... Do you know what a helmed horror is off the top of your head?
I know the name. I don't remember exactly what it is.
You're pretty sure. You can't be positive, but you're pretty sure that is a sentient piece of armor. That is basically like a golem, would follow its master's commands without hesitation. It will likely have many resistances and immunities, and it likely may or may not be able to cast spells.
So we should get the F out this room.
Maybe
not.
Has it reacted to us coming in?
You know it's looking at you.
Yeah.
Troy, what did I say? Stout beams overhead, comfortable table and chairs, a small wardrobe, and a large tapestry. This room is clearly set up to where you could have people here, and there are sort of some couches and things, you know.
Can you look at the tapestry before we leave?
Yeah, I will.
The tapestry does shimmer.
Okay. How sentient is this thing?
Yeah.
Free thinking or...
Yes.
Gollum.
No. I mean, it has the ability to make its own decisions.
Where's your master?
You don't notice any reaction. So yes, the wardrobe would be about the only thing that you could quote-unquote open. The only other things are the armor and the tapestry, the only other things that really catch your eye.
I don't think you should open anything.
I don't care what you think.
There are two doors to the back here into other rooms.
I will point this out to everybody. Yeah. That thing's bad news.
You guys just see a plain suit of armor.
Yep.
Okay, so don't touch that.
No, I wouldn't touch anything.
What kind of weird-ass
hunting lodge is this?
If we're going to be in here, we need to keep an eye on that thing.
Well, you're the only one who can see it, unfortunately.
Is there another?
If the suit of armor moves...
No. Yeah.
Is there another door out of this room?
There are two doors up that way.
Let's go check out one of the other doors then.
Well, you want to take a look at the shimmering tapestry first?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, sure.
The artist was really good. It's really photorealistic, and it does sort of glimmer in the light.
Okay.
This thing's going to pop out of the tapestry.
No, it's just lead-based paint. Look out.
So pretty.
Does this look like more illusion, or...
I would take Arcana checks from anyone who's got Arcana.
Technically, we all have Arcana.
23.
17.
4.
What'd you roll?
11.
11? Xander and Pickle Britches, you both recognize it as magical. You're pretty sure. Jeff, it's different from the other magic you've seen so far. You get the sense that you're looking at a real place.
Okay, what was depicted on it again?
I believe it was a...
It was three dudes killing a boar. It was three dogs.
Three dogs killing
a white boar.
You get the feeling that tapestry may be in some way magically connected to a real place.
White boar, white stag?
I'll reach out and touch it.
You reach out and touch it.
Oh, God.
Man, that's a terrible fucking idea.
Or great idea. I'm going
great. You just got sucked Could in. Be.
Yeah. Now he's in the tapestry. He's like that little boy in Witches.
Yep.
Roll me a dex check.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
A dex check or a dex save?
Dex save.
Got it.
Nice. Nat 20.
So you sort of... How many people played Super Mario 64?
Oh, yeah.
You touch the tapestry... And your hand goes through it like water.
But it goes blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but you guys see the whole tapestry sort of ripple.
Uh-huh.
And you feel the very slightest pull. It's pulling you, and you sort of pull your hand back.
You almost got sucked in there.
And you guys see it sort of ripple on the wall. And again, if you think about him touching a tapestry would move, because you don't hang it perfectly on the wall, right. You know what I mean?
Right.
But this is... A ripple within a ripple. And eventually those ripples stop, and eventually the tapestry stops swinging.
Maybe we should just get out of this house and just go through the woods and get the f*** out of here. This is clearly not a safe place to be.
Let's go over
the bar. Clearly not a safe place to be. No, because then we gotta find, like, the bombs, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
You would guess that it likely, I mean, I think you all have reached that conclusion, but you would imagine that it likely teleports you somewhere if you go through it.
Oh, it's exciting.
Could be our way out. Could be our way in. We don't know.
Could be a good escape plan.
You could try.
Stick your head in. See what's on the other side.
Stick our head in. Yeah. The window.
Can we send a mouth through? Stargate reference.
I wonder if we could force something through it, or force it.
Maybe we should just not touch stuff in this room since there's a scary golem in the middle.
Is it in the middle? I thought it was off to the side.
It's off the side somewhere.
Either way. Hey, there's other doors. Let's try those.
Yeah.
Are there windows in here?
Yeah.
Can we see out of them? Like, is there anything outside? They're shuttered.
Good to know, though, that could be a quick escape route.
Yeah.
So you should keep that in mind.
Okay.
So you got a door on the left and a door on the right.
Left.
Go. Go.
Left?
Left is right, right is wrong.
I don't know. Haven't you ever seen... You've seen the labyrinth, right?
So since you chose it, you're saying this room, right?
Yes, the one on the left. Your left. My left. Okay. Everyone's left.
Because when it's upside down, it's not necessarily everyone's left.
No, I got you.
Stage left.
Stage left.
Or whatever. I don't know what stage left means. Nah. Snagglepuss never went that way.
That's right. It was stage right.
Exit, stage right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. You open into what is clearly a linen room.
Oh.
The room is stacked with...
It's haunted linen!
The room is stacked with blankets, sheets, various animal furs, tablecloths, flags, banners, and rolled up rugs.
What kind of flags?
And
banners. Anything I recognize?
Nothing,
If we hoist a flag, we own the building.
Oh, ba 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 ba.
And fireworks go off.
Apparently we're going by Mario rules tonight.
Eddie Izzard.
Do you have a flag? No flag, no country. These are the rules that I just made up.
So you notice that most of it is just sort of standard stuff, but since you went immediately to the banners, you notice that there are a couple of just a red flag, a green flag, you know. Then you checkered notice this flag. Very... No checkered flag.
Checkered flag. That weird flag with an orange stripe that nobody knows what it means.
Racing.
Boy, we're raising Indianapolis. Okay.
we don't even know what it means. Yeah.
Well, it means you have to let the person pass. Yeah. But you never see it used.
I don't like racing, so.
I don't like anything.
I know.
You do see one multicolored flag, and you notice you pull it up, and it's actually a banner. It could easily be hoisted on top of a spear or something, and that the banner is striped, and it's striped, I just lost my page.
Verdant.
Black, blue, green, red, white.
Dragon colored.
I know. Yeah. I know what that is just by thinking about it without having to roll things. Am I allowed to say it, or do I have to roll stuff?
You don't have to roll anything.
Okay. So these are the colors of Tiamat's heads.
All the colors.
All five of them.
Ow! Think on
five-headed dragon. Each color, each head is a different color. This is what we're looking at.
Oh, do you think the fucking wizard was Paladine, Fizbin?
That's what it struck me as.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah.
I hope
you are so honored.
Huh?
He knows who I'm talking to. Anyway. This is great. This is so fucking great. I really hope there's someone out there who's amazing. I know there's one person out there who's got it. Anyway, so you guys find the...
I'm completely clueless.
I have no idea.
That's great.
Well, you at least knew what colors, man. I'm just like, look pretty colors.
So you see this banner. You also see a door to
it's
the other side.
Cast.
There's also a door we didn't go through in the other room. You guys want to go through
that
one? Before we go through this one?
No, let's keep going through this one.
You're going to go through
next
one?
There's multiple doors.
I would imagine it probably leads all the way around back to the other side.
I mean, it could. It very well could, yes. Yeah.
Is there anything else? This one or this one?
Is there anything else in this room of note?
Lots of linens and furs and stuff.
I mean, the furs are made of... what kind of furs are we talking about?
A deer?
Clearly, it's a
hunting
lodge, so...
Yeah, I mean, stuff you would expect from this area.
Is there anything stuffed...
Can I wear a bear fur?
Is there anything in between these things?
Dragon armor?
Yeah, it's supposed to be more of a blanket, but yeah, I suppose you could.
Is there
like,
anything...
Does it have the head on it, though? You don't have this helmet? Oh, that's what I want.
Highlander reference.
Well, yeah, I was obviously, since we just watched Willow, I was thinking of the brownies with the mouse head on it.
Anyway.
Anything hidden in these linens?
You can pull them all apart if you want.
Yeah, just a few.
Just
to see,
be a
what's,
dick to the
just see what's in there.
This hotel.
You're not
stealing the towels. No.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. I'll
take
towels.
I am taking that flat banner.
Sure.
Always care for your towel. Mm-hmm. Make good bandages.
All right. So I guess we're going through the door that's inside this room. Then.
Yes.
So you're walking through the other side for our listeners. So there's a door on the other side of the linen room, and they are walking through it. All right, you guys walk into a long hallway.
Okay.
There is a door to the left and to the right, and then there is
a door.
It
doesn't match up with the other door.
We'll say that there's probably... Okay, I'll put it this way. This is a well-used hallway, and you notice compared to... Once you stepped into the linen room, you got a whole different vibe about the house, and that continues into this hallway. There are no paintings hanging. There's no flowers. There's no decoration. It's
totally
much less ornamental.
We're in
the door
servants
to the right
area.
Is going to the servants' quarters. I bet.
Well,
let's poke our head.
The door to the right doesn't match up with that other door because we kind of thought it was going to all link up together. I kind of want
to
go back
to the other door. This door is going to lead to this room, which leads to that hallway as well.
We don't know that until we go back and look at
well,
it.
Well, I would like to go to that door. Go?
Let's check it out. We're here. Let's go here.
You guys are going to go through this door on the right here?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to the door on the right end of the hallway. How about everybody make me a stealth roll?
24.
I'm just going to go ahead and say I failed. I don't even need to roll my disadvantage.
20. A net.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Am I having only a disadvantage?
Oh, yeah. You wearing armor?
Yep.
Yeah, then, yes.
Okay, I'm stripping it down.
What do we have to stealth? What is it?
Oh, that's good.
Oh. Stealth.
I got a 7 or an 11.
Okay. Well, you got the lower because you're at disadvantage.
Yeah.
Okay. Who opened the door?
I'm the one that said it, so I guess we have.
All right, so Matt, you open the door, and you start to step in, and you realize you see a small room, shuttered window, door leading back to the right, which is the room you haven't explored yet. You see a door farther in. What you notice is as soon as you open the door, the stench of ugh kind of hits you. And
kind of familiar.
Very familiar ugh that you Rescues. Smelled a lot in the castle.
It's the and
you,
pile.
Or similar smell, you notice that there are sort of soft straw, grass. What do I want to say here? Like crappily made mattresses laid all across here, and you see that there are a significant number of kobolds laying there sleeping, up until the point where somebody rolls a bad number, in which case the door opens, the room floods with light. Someone kicks a door, someone, one of you swears at the other, and you see these kobolds start rousing from sleep. There are 20 some odd kobolds in this room.
God.
I can cast darkness if we can close the door.
They are stirring from sleep. Matt, you are at the door. So I'm going to say you still have your hand on the knob.
You can feasibly close the door without slamming it. We'll be good.
Are we needed? What's going on? It's still light outside.
I need a volunteer.
You,
you're closest. Come out here. Come with us.
Roll me a...
I'm assuming you...
Roll me I'm saying it's draconic.
Yeah.
Is that the right language for kobold? I don't think
you
it
said
is.
They speak draconic, yeah.
What?
You told us that the fucking first night we played.
Yeah, we did. That's how we've been doing it.
Because he could understand them.
Yeah.
Kobolds?
Yes. Yeah. The kobolds in the hatchery.
For kobolds in the hatchery? Because I don't know that you guys have ever seen kobolds.
Kobolds were like in the town.
In the town in Greenus in the very fucking beginning.
Very first thing we took on, yeah.
I didn't think those were kobolds.
Well, that's what you called them.
Yeah, we've been facing kobolds since the get-go.
Yeah, we fed kobolds to the Roper.
Yeah,
I guess that's true, but I guess I didn't remember that. I didn't think I spoke draconic though.
The lizard folk do.
No, the lizard folk do.
No, we've been.
They do speak draconic though. Yeah, I didn't think they did. All right. Speak draconic, huh? Yep. Roll me intimidation with advantage.
14.
Yes, sure. Wait, what, but we normally they don't. Okay. They don't really like having us out in the daytime. Okay, any sort of. Sleepily, like a small child that you just woke up, you know, sort of meanders over to you and sort of starts heading towards the door.
Somebody fucked up the linens. I want you to go fold them and put them back on the shelves.
They don't. Usually the...
I don't care what your fucking job is. Go do it.
Okay.
And you see the kobold sort of go into that room and close the door.
When you're done, you can go back to bed.
It's not bad. Not a great roll. He might realize it a little while later, but
so
you hear noises inside the linen room.
Does somebody want to go? You want to go in there and actually like talk to him and figure out where we are and what this is?
Not really.
You have him secluded.
I don't want 22 kobolds to attack me.
Okay, well,
that was the best I could do.
Maybe we should close the door and not go in this room.
Yeah, we pulled him out and shut the door.
That room just attaches to the other room, big room.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to that room.
Oh, so you're gonna go ahead and step through? Yeah.
Okay. Do we step through or do you want to go back around?
Yeah, we can go back around.
Okay. Well, that means we're walking through the linen room where that guy's in.
No,
they're stepping through.
He's going through the kobold room.
They're all sort of stirring. Some of them are going back to sleep. Some of them are complaining. Once the door shuts, you hear some grumbles and mutters of probably swear words in Draconic, but you're not quite sure.
Okay.
It's awful soft. Anyway, you guys walk into a small bath. So it's a small chamber with a massive wash tub.
Is this where they take baths?
You would assume that...
Bath or laundry?
You would assume it's probably a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, based on what you're seeing around here.
Is there an elevator in there?
Yeah. You guys open it up, and like I said, it clearly it is... You would assume that it serves both purposes. There may be two basins. The way that the description reads is really dumb. So I don't know if there are two basins in here, and one is clearly for bathing, and the other is for laundry.
Yeah,
or maybe just the servants use it for bathing.
I just assumed because it was by the...
Yeah, no, it's definitely...
I thought typically, too, in like these times, they would you would cook laundry. Like, it would be on a... You put it over a fire in a cauldron.
Maybe.
Or beat it through, in a river or something. So, I bet it's not for...
We need to go back.
No, there's definitely like soaps and stuff in there. Like it's clearly things are laundered here.
Oh, never mind.
But it also looks like people probably bathe here. The way it reads in the description, it alludes to yet again in a place that there's another room that is clearly not on this map. So,
it's dumb. So is anybody need a bath? Are you in the shade or something?
Nope.
You're good.
What we need to do is go back through that tiny hallway and through one of those other two doors. No.
Yeah.
We can go back into the main.
That way, if that's okay, can we do that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Back out this way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, so you guys go through. You go into the little hallway that doesn't make any freaking sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go into here.
No. Do you want to go up one of those stairways?
Nope.
No. I want to clear the bottom first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where?
Because if I start hearing too much noise upstairs, we just light.
Are the gargoyles still standing?
Where is everyone?
Wasn't that? I thought that statue was in an attack posture before. That's weird. No, it's just sitting there.
As long as it's not an attack boss, right? That's fine.
Now
it's starting to sound like Call of Cthulhu.
Is that?
Are you sure? There was a night manager?
That is totally his fucking Call of Cthulhu.
Are you sure there was a night manager?
Huh. How about that?
That's funny.
Pretty so you sure.
I'm going to put a hat on the gargoyle.
Don't touch the gargoyle.
Our party has entered the Lonesome Lodge, prowling through it with no sense of direction. Will they find Resmir here, or does this old hunting den hide deeper secrets? Find out next time as we continue our Horde of the Dragon Queen playthrough on Brothel D&D.
Remember when I was saying that there's a building that's really, really terribly drawn in this?
Yeah.
It's fucking this one.